that's about all I partake in at the moment. I tune in at least on Monday night, and I do have a mobile set up here in the vehicle with me for DMR, and I catch a couple check-ins here and there, or people throwing out their call. I've heard you once in a while on 3126. But I gotta finally put a dedicated mobile 50-watt radio in my work vehicle, so I'm getting on some more analog repeaters. Traveling the state, I can find a lot more action on that, and GMRS has really been taking off lately. So I've been enjoying that too. We got a few new repeaters in our area for, you know, GMRS that are up now. And we're catching a lot of new guys over there. And handing them up into the ham bands. Hopefully it's kind of the gateway band, so they say.
KHADS, WADO. Yeah, you're exactly right, Jason. We have a young fellow over with the Michigan State Radio Club, and he was giving a fellow who is GMRS, who just got his ham radio license, he was giving him two repeaters, two old repeaters from the 80s or 90s, analog repeaters, and he was going to try to hack around with the two of them and make one that works, and he was going to put it on GMRS frequency. So yeah, that's the thought, that you know, just like in the older days, people would migrate over from GMRS into the ham radio bands and get their technician general extra class licenses. So that's great. That's a move that's going on these days. So where are you located now, Jason? KHADS, WADO.